Shalom, Rabbi Gasparin. How are you?
Thank God, Baruch Hashem. And how are you, Ilan?
I'm fine. So, good evening. Because
yes,
we are recording the interview before the show, because there is no radio in the show.
You see, if there's a will, there's a way. You know, no matter how late it is at night, we'll be up to make sure the show is tomorrow morning.
The show must go on.
That's right. That's right.
So we got Parshat Ki Tetzeh.
That's right. And, you know, in this week's Torah portion, 74 of the Torah's 613 commandments, the mitzvot, are in this week's Torah portion. So, I mean, we're not going to go through all of them, but they, you know, they include the laws of the laws of the beautiful captive, the inheritance rights of the firstborn, the wayward and the rebellious son, returning a lost object, sending away the mother bird, the duty to build a safety fence around the roof of one's home, and then various forms of forbidden plant and animal hybrids. Also, talks about, you know, the idea of the escaped slave and so on and so forth. You know, people remember a lot of times, you know, you speak to people and say, oh, I remember when I got my new car, or I remember when I got my new house. You know, they remember getting behind the wheel. Everything was so clean, everything was spotless. There was no fingerprints anywhere, and you promise yourself that this time you'll drive it carefully, maintain it, you know, everything on schedule, and keep it looking beautiful and pretty. A few months later, what happens? Fingerprints all over the exterior, you know, there's a little bump in the rear bumper, and while you were parallel parking, you missed something, you missed, you know, you hit a car, whatever it may be. The kids have decorated, people that commute with their kids up and down, I can tell you that for a fact. And the kids have decorated the seats with inks and food and everything. The way that it goes. Yeah, beautiful art, that's right. You know, there's food and so on and so forth. So now your car has become a pigsty. Not that long, you know, and all of a sudden your perfectly trimmed backyard becomes this big jungle. And why is it, you know, you think about it, why is it that the real estate agent managed to detail the place to perfection, beautiful, while the one who actually cares and pays for the place is less careful? And if you think about it, we don't really mean to neglect our own home, but the pressures of life overwhelmed us and we fell behind in the maintenance. And if you think about it, you know, we're bringing one more example before we talk about what this week's Torah portion has on this idea and the lesson that we can learn from this. You know, we make the same mistakes in our relationships, whether it be with friends, with our spouses. When you first meet, for example, your spouse, you're on your best behavior. Your manners are amazing, and you're attentive. You know, you listen to every bit of conversation that was going on. You cared about your clothing, everything was perfect. Nothing was too much trouble, and your dedication, anything you would do for that other person. But then you began to take each other for granted. You slipped up on, you know, and you no longer care that much. Not in a bad way, but you know, you neglect certain things. It's easier just to throw the clothes, for example, on the floor instead of putting in the laundry basket, and then you get screamed at by your wife. And you still pretend to make meaningful conversation, but in reality, you know, you're just about maybe listening. You don't have time. So still you love each other, but the promise and the resolution of the first months are really, really fading away. Now, we read in this week's Torah portion, and we talked about it, when you build a new house, you shall make a guardrail on the roof. Now, obviously, that's the general safety instruction, ensuring that people shouldn't unwittingly take a tumble, you know, off the top floor of your building. But biblical commentators on this verse learn a very important life lesson. That too often, we built the house and assumed that the, and they lived, you know, the saying, and they lived happily ever after, will automatically happen. We start off all confident, and everything is great. We don't put any precautions that we shouldn't stumble or spill. And we just assume that because we want things to work out, they will, without any ongoing care or further attention. But life isn't like that. You know, if you don't maintain everything that you're supposed to be doing before you getting into the car for the first time, you should have already booked it for a first service. Before signing the contract with Algie, you should have already had a good car. Is worth a pound of falls. In other words, even if as we embark on life's adventure, we have to always be mindful of the possible mishaps that lie ahead. We put up our guardrail not because we fear failure, but in expectation of accomplishment. In other words, we're not putting it up to be able to, oh, you know what, we want to make sure no one's going to fall. Never be afraid to embark on a new venture or start something afresh. Because if we set these safeguards in place from the beginning, then every chance that you'll have much success to both of them in the end. If you have the safeguards in the beginning, in other words, that I buy the car, I'm already going to schedule in 3 months an oil change. I'm not going to forget. I'm not going to get burdened with so many things in life that I'm going to forget what I have to do. And that's what the Torah teaches us. Build a fence around your house on the roof, not to tell us, oh, you better be careful, make sure someone's not going to fall off. But it gives us this prevention to be able to make sure that we don't land up there, we don't fall in the rut of so many things that we all of a sudden start forgetting and start not doing and not really caring or paying attention that much to what we should be really doing. And that's something that I think that, you know, every single person in life can really, really apply that. And with that, I believe that, God willing, things in a person's life can definitely change and always go for the better.
It's all up to us.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, any more events in the community? I heard tomorrow there is a come back home reunion.
Yeah, tomorrow we have a welcome back meet and greet barbecue for all the students that are joining for the first year, that are coming back for the second or third year, grad, undergrad, doesn't make a difference. We have a barbecue. We have a lot of students that have already RSVP'd, and it's never too late. You just have to join Chabad Jewish Student Center of Windsor on Facebook, and that is where all the information is. And as well as Friday night, we have a big crowd already signing up and reserving for Friday night, big kickoff Shabbat dinner. So we're going from Thursday night to Friday night. It's one long big party, as they say.
That's great. And in the coming next weeks, we will discuss Rosh Hashanah and the High Holidays.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
I wish you Shabbat Shalom.
Thank you, you too, and we definitely will be in touch.
We will. Thank you.
Be well. Have a wonderful Shabbat and a restful week.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Shalom.